Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, good morning, good Monday morning, or afternoon, wherever you are. It's Becky Brown, and I am joined by Milan Yurkovich, as well as Mark Cameron, and we are taking your calls for 2 hours today, 1-800-229-3000, and I know you're going to want to be part of this conversation as we are in the countdown to Christmas. We got five more days, and then all the fun begins. But, you know, there's lots of parties that happen at different times during the holidays, and there are some of you who are work in recovery, and you've got a good plan as you go into the season about what to do with your recovery. Chris Williams talked about that last week. But what if you're the host and you've got someone that's coming that might be working recovery? Or what if you have that relative? Now, I'm not going to define that relative, but you know you all have them. What's the best way to celebrate these gatherings in a Christ-honoring way so that we don't have like the Hatfields and McCoys? I know, Milan, you had just talked about doing a newsletter article last week, and you have some favorite Christmas characters that well, resemble some of those people that are coming to the parties.
They do. I was asked to do a recording on my favorite movie characters, Christmas movie characters, and I don't watch a lot of movies. I don't have favorite movies for Christmas, and I'm not a fan of the Hallmark Channel kind of a thing. I just don't go there to those kinds of things. But my two favorite characters are the two robbers on Home Alone. And Harry and Marv. And what's so amazing about them is they're funny. I think they're great actors. I like them as actors. But they reminded me of the intruders that are invasive this time of year that come into our life and cause us to have unplanned disruptions to our holidays. And I thought to myself, that's common to us all. There's robbers that just want to come in and rob all of us. So I think the direct answer to your question is to do something different. If you have a special relative, and by special, someone that is a challenge or struggling or is a challenge to and potentially one of those robbers, change things up. If they have a drinking problem or they are just intrusive people, just change it up so that you're limiting your time with them and the situation is different that they can't control. Like have them over for breakfast.
That's
a great idea.
For Christmas and just say, okay, we have a really busy day, so we'd love to have you over from like 9 to 11 on Christmas or whatever the day is, so we could celebrate Christmas together. And it just changes things up. It takes them out of that, whatever the late night drinking scene might be to them, and it just puts them in a different framework. That's just one idea.
Well, and I know, Mark, you and I were talking about people who want to impose more alcohol or food on you. What do you do with those kind of request?
Yeah, Christmas is a strange time, right? Because it's when we encourage people to eat. We encourage people to drink more. And it's interesting, my wife and I were at a Christmas party and we were getting ready to leave. And the host was encouraging me to have another drink. And I was trying to say, no, I got to drive. And he was like, no, go ahead. So it's learning, I think, to have a strong no in those situations when you know that it's going to be tempting.
Yeah. Well, and also don't be that hostess who pushes your agenda. You don't want people drinking and driving.
Correct.
You don't want them to overeat. Right. You want to be kind and considerate and enjoy the holiday for what it's worth. We want you to know that we're here for you And if you need some help today, give us a call, 1-800-229-3000. We can give you some tips about how to deal with these kind of challenges that are coming up, or even how to just celebrate if this may be a tough time of year for you. Either way, we're here for you. We'll be right back after this break.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We are so grateful that you have joined us today. You can call us at 1-800-229-3000. We're going to be taking your calls for a couple of hours. And by we, I mean Mylon Yurkovich and Mark Cameron. And, you know, one of the things I know that's coming up is we have our Intimacy and Marriage Workshop in February. Mm-hmm. And if you have not yet attended and you've kept putting this off thinking, you know, someday we're going to go, someday we'll make this huge change in our marriage, or maybe someday we'll go just to do the, just checkup, so to speak, you know, have a time away. This February is your chance to see Mylon and Kay for one of the very last Intimacy and Marriage with Mylon and Kay. Mylon, what would you say has been your, like, maybe a great memory of all these years of doing Intimacy and Marriage? It could be a good one. It could be a challenging one. But I would just love to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, to speak to your point of we are going to be leaving New Life here at the end of the year. And I'm in a process of intentionally slowing down a train that has been going really fast for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kay and I have just – we just – had not planned, and we didn't ever imagine our lives would become this busy. So in the spirit of looking at reality and being wise, we're slowing things down. So this is going to be the last event that Kay and I will do for New Life at their marriage intensive in February in Orange County. So that's why it's very special. And every single time we go, Becky, my favorite time of that event is the testimonies at the end, where people talk about what we were like when we came in on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and then at Sunday at noon, what we are now, and how this entire experience has incredibly changed our lives. And the same thing happened in Dallas just a few weeks ago. The stories were incredible as to how couples really had changes in perspective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's such a practical but also very inspiring experience for so many people. And the wisdom that you and Kay bring, I mean, you know, everybody says the same thing. It's just they've never experienced anything like it before. And I know, Mark, you work alongside of Mylon and Kay at Relationships 180. What has been your experience working at such a great place that's making a difference in the lives of so many people?
Oh, such an amazing experience. I want to honor Mylon for a moment here and just say that I'm so thankful that I met you, Mylon, and have been privileged to learn from your wisdom here. And I just want to let our callers know that this is Mylon's second-to-last show today, but it's going to be the last time that he's going to be in the studio for the mm-hmm. rest of this year. Mm-hmm. Our second show that we're going to be recording after this is recorded. And so if you want to have another chance, I don't know if I want to say final chance, to hear Mylon and his wisdom speak into your personal situation, give a call today, because this is going to be a fantastic opportunity.
Thanks, Mark.
You know, the like you said, Mylon, the testimonies that we've heard over the years, I remember one in particular of a couple who their testimony was, this was the very first conversation that we've ever had without screaming at each other. And they didn't realize that they weren't talking the same language at all, right? I mean, isn't that, it's such a challenge when the histories collide and the things that they can't get through because they're still trying to resolve what happened in the past.
Well, yes, absolutely. And several things. We see frequently and hear reports frequently of couples saying that when they have a discussion in their small therapy group, which they break out with a therapist, or they're doing an exercise in a larger group in the auditorium, that they don't scream at each other because the group contains them. Mm-hmm. They realize, I can't do what I do at home. I have to follow the assignment here and go through these questions that I've been given. And in so doing, the group regulates them, because regulation is the problem. Communication is a big deal. But the dysregulation, where people get all ramped up and they start yelling and screaming at each other, that, where did that come from? And you're right, Becky, it is historical. So our work is to help people understand the history behind the reactivity, and then also develop skills that helps them override that history.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important, even just that observer bias that you're talking about, Mylan, that others are watching, so that we have to learn how to regulate ourselves. And I say that often to my clients too. Like, everybody drives the speed limit when there's a cop on the side of the highway.
Right behind me.
I know I do, right? And that's important to have, and that's what I think is so transformational about what Mylan and Kay have written about, and how we love the comfort circle. And that's what I think you're talking about there, Mylan, putting people into listener speaker roles, and actually have them, you know, rather than be reactive and criticize and complain, actually think about what it is that's happening internally. What's the feeling? What's the emotion? And learn to share that, because that's the vulnerable piece that people can end up connecting with.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been transformational in my life.
And
mine too. I just think one of the things that you guys have taught us all so well is that self-awareness of what am I feeling? What are my insides right now? And I think that is so foundational to just relationships in general. But no one, well, I shouldn't say no one, there's a lot more people talking about it now, but it literally was life-changing for so many people to hear, I can describe how I feel, which, you know, give them the soul word list and help them to describe that and get in touch with that. And it can make all the difference in their communication, right?
Well, absolutely. And unfortunately, we don't have a places that we can go to be trained on emotional intelligence. We're made in the image and likeness of God. And God is half cognitive, thoughtful, rational, planning, etc. And he's half emotional. And so we are too. We're this blend of cognition and emotion. But sadly, emotions have sort of been looked upon as taboo by many people and churches, because usually when people say emotional, oh, he's so emotional, or he's so emo, you know.
Right.
What are they referring to? They're referring to somebody's highly reactivity, which is out of control emotion. And yet God has every emotion in the book from Genesis to Revelation. And he tells us why it's there. He can control it, contain it, speak it, and say what he's going to, how it got there and what he's going to do about it, or what he wants others to do about it. That is a learned skill that Kay and I did not know how to do until we were like 40 years old. We had to start learning that right around the time we turned 40.
And I think that's what you're saying, Becky, that not a lot of people know how to do that. And I heard someone say the other day that the brain is a dual processor, right? The same place where logic originates from, emotion originates from. And so it's learning how to integrate and use those two things together.
I like that. I'm going to use that.
It's not mine, so go ahead.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a call. We're going to talk to Jack, who's calling us from Houston, Texas, listens on the app, and you can listen on the app too. You can download it for free wherever you get your apps, and we would love for you to do that. Hi, Jack. Thanks for calling today. How can we help you?
Hi. This is Jack, and I just want to say that I listen to y'all every day, and I just love the work that y'all do, and just getting to hear the calls come in and everything, just, I don't know, it helps my soul.
And thank you.
Yesterday I got a voicemail from my biological father, who I've never spoken to in the 30 years that I've been on this earth. And he, for the first time, like, I got to hear my name spoken for the first time by my father. And I don't feel numb. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. Like, I don't know what to do in this situation, because I should be, this is something I prayed for, but I just don't know how to navigate, you know, the slew of emotions that are going to come because of this, and, you know, knowing what I don't know. That's the fear I have. So I'm calling today just to find out, how do I navigate this potential new season that I'm about to walk into?
It's a great question, Jack.
To keep myself, like, who I know God has called me to be.
That's a great question. Wow. That's a pretty significant phone call. Mylan, do you want to start?
Mark, did you want to start?
Well, I just had a question for you, Jack. Why have you been separated from your dad for 30 years? I just kind of wanted to know a little bit more.
Well, it might be family drama. I mean, both my parents were about 19, 20 when they had me, and from there was just unpreparation on, like, even how to raise a child, and because of that, my mom and my father parted ways. There's really, like, fogginess around that area. And, you know, I was raised by my grandparents, so they've taken care of me since the day I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of filled that gap,
mm-hmm,
of having a father figure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I've kind of just been, like, I've known of him, but I've never had the courage or the confidence to step out in faith and, like, reach out to him, because I just kept telling myself, God, if you want to do something, or if you want me to do something, you're going to have to make it happen.
Mm. And did you recently reach out to him, or did he reach out to you, Jack?
I had done Ancestry and found out that I had cousins in the area, and so I kind of, that cousin reached out to me, and her and I were talking. But I've never taken the initial step to make a connection with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt that it wasn't really my responsibility to do it,
mm-hmm,
because he's the father.
Yeah, he's the father. So you're right. You're right, Jack. Wow, what a lot of emotions I can imagine that you must be going through, having not spoken to your dad in 30 years and then finally hearing his name. And you know what? We all have that question inside us of where do we come from, because it really kind of helps us define our identity. And so I can imagine that you want to know lots about your dad and tell him about you, too. I mean, I think what I would say to you is, now that you are an adult, yes, your dad is your father, but you're an adult now. And so you can step into your adult-like self and learn how to be a peer with your dad, and approach him from an adult place and explore and tell him about you. Also make sure that you're protecting your heart, because it sounds like you don't really know your dad at this point either. So
I love that. Mylan, would you add anything?
Well, yes, I would say right now then your dad is 50. So the odds are, we would hope, that he's a different man now than he was when he was 20, when you were born. So it's an exploration process, and you're going to have to accept that you're going to be surprised by emotions, mm-hmm, at every turn, and you're not going to be able to predict what they are. But you need a safe place and a safe people with whom you can share these emotions that will range from joy to rage, and sadness and grief, and perhaps even some shame might kick into there, like, why did they leave me all this time? We'll be right back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. And we are taking your calls at 1-800-229-3000. And we're with Mark Cameron and Mylon Yurkovich. And right now we're talking with Jack, who just heard from his birth father for the first time in his life yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple more comments before we go, Jack. But Mylon, do you want to start with what you just asked me?
Well, Jack, I've learned to do something as I talk to people. When people start telling me something, I ask them, why are they telling me this? Or if people ask me a question, I ask them, why are you asking me this question? I don't just answer questions or just listen to people talk. So if you called your dad back, which I think you should, and we haven't asked you to tell us what he said on the voicemail, but if you simply said to him, hi, I'm your son, Jack, tell me why you called me. What is the reason for your call? And that would allow him to begin to start a journey of conversation. You're in charge of it because you're asking him the question. You're not just going, hi, Dad. You're mm-hmm. being intentional to say, tell me why, and why did you choose to call me now? And tell me about your call. Mm-hmm. And then I would start there and then just see where he goes.
Yeah, I would
love that.
Yeah, and I would say, Jack, next steps. Try and set up a time with your dad, a limited amount of time. I would say the first time, maybe an hour or so. Don't try and meet with him and for 6 hours process through everything that you've missed out on, everything that he's missed out on. Let it be introductory. Meet with him for an hour, introduce yourself, you know, think about a few things that you want to share with him currently about your life, ask him currently about his life, and then you get a chance to go away and process and think about it, and understand as you deepen. And I think Mylon hit on something that's really important, is that you will feel like a child. Even though I'm telling you put on your adult-like self, you will feel like a child.
Absolutely.
And there will be a whole slew of emotions, and eventually you know, Mylon even said rage. It might not be rage, but it could be very, very strong anger. And that would be appropriate, too, as you deepen your relationship with your dad. And hopefully you do. There will come that point where you might want to ask. And even if he was young, it's still appropriate and okay for you to have anger there. So just expect that. I think that's what I would say to you, is take it slow. Don't rush in. Just like you're getting to know anyone. It's the same thing here.
So let me hitchhike on that thought, Becky and Steve.
Okay.
Or Becky and Steve's not there. That's Becky.
He's
that's
here in
Steve.
Spirit.
He's here
Mark.
In spirit.
Well, sometimes
Mark
Steve calls me Kirk.
I know.
I go by any name you want.
All right. So here's what's interesting. What if Dad calls up Jack and says, why don't you come over for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
You see, that could be completely overwhelming mm-hmm. to Jack, for him to walk into a situation not doing what you're saying, Mark, to really slow down the process and be highly intentional mm-hmm. and say, well, you know, maybe next Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That's I love that response.
Because I don't know you yet.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, Jack, you may want to do is find out what his first name is and call him by his first name.
Mm-hmm.
Because it puts you on a different level with them than calling him Dad. And then make him earn the title Dad when you choose one day to call him that. I know you're my biological father, but I'm not going to call you Dad yet. That's just one man's opinion right now. You may want to think about that and decide what you want to do, Jack.
Right. I love that. You know, I was thinking about Dave's book, Forgiving Your Fathers. I think that's what it's called, but I can't remember.
Yeah, you know, one of our radio colleagues, Jack, Dave Stoop, who's now with the Lord, he had to work through a lot of issues with his father, and this book is about forgiveness. And Becky, I think that's a great idea to send Jack that.
We'll send that to him, and we'll all be praying for this new chapter. We're going to go to the calls again. We're still taking your calls, 1-800-229-3000, and we're going to talk to Bobby, who's calling us from Bowie, Maryland, listens on WAVA. We're so glad you called, Bobby. How can we help you today?
Good afternoon, everyone. I need to talk fast. I don't want to turn this into a Milan Jurkovic testimonial, but I did have to give him a shout-out. A number of months ago, a lady called in, and I think the context of her question had to do with a weight issue she was having. And Dr. Milan dropped in a book by Peter into his response. He dropped in a book by Peter Scazzaro called The Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. I've listened to Dr. Milan long enough to know that when he drops in nuggets of wisdom like that, you need to gather them up quickly. And so I went and got the book and read it, and it's such an enriching book on emotionally healthy spirituality. How it applies to me, a number of years ago, went through the passing of my mother right around the same time as the divorce of my marriage. And so my emotions were really, really challenged. My spirituality was really, really challenged. My walk with the Lord was really, really challenged. So that book really came in healthy. Even though I still struggle with it sometimes, I do feel empowered. I do feel armed to try and be the better me that I can be, that I know the Lord expects me to be. So I just wanted to thank you, Dr. Milan, for that nugget of wisdom and to wish you well.
Bobby, thank you so much. And that is such a kind thing to say. And I'm glad his book did help you. Becky?
Yes, we'll be back after this. We're glad you called, Bobby, and we're taking more calls.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Every man's battle changes, transforms lives. Listen to this.
This is Keith from Florida. 10 years ago, I found myself in a horrible spot, trapped with sexual integrity issues and not having any way to resolve them. And I found New Life Ministries and Every Man's Battle, and from that, everything changed. Had I not found New Life, I doubt that I would have had another holiday with my family, let alone 10 more. And I'm blessed to still be married to my wife, with 3 kids and 7 grandchildren. And those blessings, every time that we celebrate the holidays, whether it be Thanksgiving or the Christmas holidays, are wonderful and special. So I am thankful for having found this ministry, Every Man's Battle, Intimacy in Marriage, and a number of other activities that we've done with this marvelous ministry. New Life touches people in many different ways, whether it be the radio, our help over our 1-800-NEW-LIFE line, our counseling network, our intensives. And I know that when I give the New Life, I feel very thankful for what they've done for me. But not only for me, but for many people out there that are lost, in need of healing, and seemingly can't find it anywhere. And that's what you can find with this marvelous, marvelous ministry. So God bless. Enjoy these wonderful holidays.
Thank you. Wow, what that is such an amazing testimony. And, you know, I just want to encourage you, if you are part of our Club New Life family or if you're part of our giving family, this is what your giving does. It, you know, how God works through New Life, it's amazing. We hear these testimonies. We were talking about it earlier from our intimacy and marriage workshop as well. And we just want to encourage you, maybe every man's battle is your next step, like Keith said on this testimony. And it could change everything. We're going to have one January 6th in Washington, D.C. And we want to invite you to come and be with us and make a difference so that your family can be different, your life can be different. There's hope for a new future, and we want to be a part of that future with you. If you would like to give to the ministry, you can give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can go online to newlife.com and click donate. But either way you do, you know that you are making a difference in the lives of so many people. Now we're going to go back to the calls. We're going to continue taking calls, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-229-3000. But right now we're going to talk to Gail, also calling us from Houston, listens on SiriusXM. Hi, Gail. We're glad you called today. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you. Well, I just needed to get some feedback and ask them how I should feel about something. And first of all, I should bring up, I'm a strong Christian, and I love to encourage people that you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. So, I've dealt with a lot of confrontation, and I love to encourage others that, you know, you will overcome this, and God is good, and He's for you. And if He's for you, nobody can be against you. But right now I'm in a situation where my mother, I've been very close to my mom, and so have my family members, but we have one sister who hates everybody, including her own children, and she hated mom at one point. She said, you know, she just hated her. Anyway, she ended up blowing $100,000 of her own money, my sister. When she needed money, she said she called the mom. So she's now living with mom, but she's manipulating her emotionally, physically. Mother has had a stroke and a heart attack because of stress, and my younger sister has not taken care of her. So anyway, recently my other sister, we finally talked mom into going to the physical therapy rehab. And we were hoping that that was going to help her walk again and move her arms and you know, get into shape. Well, 20 days goes by, which her insurance, they say they'll pay, you know, anyways, we would be able to keep her in there. But yesterday she chose to go back to her home, which is with my little sister. And I'm trying to figure out right now how I should feel because, and I was going to say, I kind of know, but I would love your feedback. I'm just reserved right now. I've just kind of resolved to say, you know, I mean, I don't know what I can do, so I'm just going to be hands off. But as a Christian, it's very hard to do that. And so, my other sister just can't stand mother. She said she never wants to talk with her again.
I would love
your feedback.
Lots of conflict.
There's a lot of anger. Yeah, a lot of conflict. And you know what's funny is from my youth, I was always one who was, you know, very shy. And I kind of learned how way back then to separate myself emotionally from them. And thank the Lord He's given me the ability to do that. But right now I'm in a situation where I just need to know how to feel because my tendency is to call her and try to take care of her and try to convince her of whatever, you know, good.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm in the place to do that right now.
Okay, well, let's check with Mylon and Mark and see what they have to say about this.
Okay, thank you.
Well, Gail, thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing. Your story is fascinating, but your questioning is really interesting because your question is, how should I feel? And I'm not sure we can tell you how you should feel. Do you know how you feel? How do you feel?
Well, I feel I'm disappointed. I'm really disappointed because I want to see her be on her own and really to not be controlled by my angry younger sister anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I'm disappointed that she doesn't have the strength and hope inside of her to realize I don't need her. I don't need my, you know, she, have her say, I don't need her. I'm going to let, she, I mean, I've actually had to call the police on my sister, and mother knows why. And so it's disappointing for me to see her go back into it. I just don't understand why she's doing it. So anyway, it's part of me is disappointed, part of me is angry, but part of me just says, Lord, you're in control. But so I'm a bit, I don't know, I'm a bit just, I don't like to use the word confused, but maybe that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just feel resolved that there's nothing I can do, so I'm just going to let it happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are
some... So I don't know what you would call that in one word.
Well, no, I don't think you have to have one emotion, Gail. You can have many, and I think all of those are appropriate. Disappointed, absolutely angry, confused. You're allowed to have all of those emotions, and those all make sense. You know, we're told in the Bible to honor our mother and father, and that's not just mm-hmm. a child thing, right? That follows us through. And now your mom is 84 yeah. years old. I think it's totally appropriate that if you suspect that your mom is being mistreated, that you should call the police, right? That's part of honoring your mom. And yes, I can understand how... you might want to step away, but I think you also have an obligation to actually protect your mom, and that's
yeah,
going to be part
too.
Of honoring here too. What are your thoughts about what you should do? What have you been thinking?
Well, here's a big deal. So she asked me. So my older sister had a huge life insurance policy, and she ended up passing away of cancer a few years ago and gave it all to mom. And so mom has had a very nice amount of money, and she's asked me if I would help her manage it. Well, for me, that's just meant helping her put it in savings and keep it there, you know. So anyway, she's making a little bit of interest on it. But when my sister moved in with her, she gave her the credit card, and my sister, I mean, she buys... She's a hoarder. Actually, a nurse came in to help mom last month, and she looked at my mother's house and said, she's a hoarder. Your sister is a hoarder. She buys thousands of dollars of stuff that's going to rot. But mother's
okay,
not
well,
doing anything
so
about
Gail,
it.
Gail, you see yeah. a lot of problems that are going on, but you're yeah. not feeling like you have the voice to be able to disrupt what is going on.
Right.
And even though your right. mom has asked you to help with the finances, it's still being kind of derailed by your sister's use of the card. One thing that I want to point out yeah. that I'm thinking, I'm just guessing that Mylan would say this. Mark, you kind of brought attention to it too. You are laughing, Gail, when you're talking about this really difficult mm-hmm. situation. And combine that with the fact that it was really hard for you to understand how you should feel. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's something that happens in us when we laugh or we don't know how to describe it, that keeps us from really doing some difficult work. Now, Mylan, I could be completely off base, but I think that is going to be where the work for Gail needs to begin.
Well, I would agree that your feelings or your behaviors that communicate your feelings, such as laughing, are incongruous with the situation. This is not a laughing mm-hmm. matter. Number two,
no.
I think you're confusing roles, your role versus God's role. God knows, God's powerful, God will take care of it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what's Gail going to do? Because we have an 84-year-old mom that is really now not at her best. We have a daughter that's taking advantage of that. And she's literally stealing from your mother because she's spending these amounts of money. So we're going to come back after the break, Becky, and give you a couple of thoughts here. Not just what you should feel, but what you should also do. And we'll turn it over to Becky.
I'm so glad you called, Gail, because you're not alone in this. There's a lot of folks that are struggling with the same thing. We'll be right back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We are still taking your calls, 1-800-229-3000. And like Mark had reminded me at the break, this may be your last chance to speak with Mylan on this program. So we would love for you to call us if you have a question or comment for today's show, 1-800-229-3000. We're so grateful that you're listening, whether it's YouTube, whether it's the app, SiriusXM, all of our local stations across the country. We are glad you tuned in. Right now we're talking to Gail, and we're going to finish up with Gail's call. Mark, I think he had some pointers, or maybe Mylan, I can't remember who said that they wanted to give her some direction.
Well, I'll let Mylan finish up his thought, and then I'll give a 30-second thought.
Well, you have to firmly decide, Gail, instead of just sort of turning it all over to God, which is to, which I think is unrealistic, mm-hmm. because we, you know, people say, well, I'll just pray about something. And I go, well, that's great. Got to pray about stuff. It's important. But God also calls us to do things, to speak the truth in love, to bear one another's burdens, to really admonish one another, to help those who are weak. Your mom's weak. She's 84 years old. She's not going to ever be the mom that you thought or would like her to be right now. She won't have the physical strength, emotional strength, to be able to stand up to your sister, who is apparently a very unhealthy person in your family. Mm-hmm. So you and your other sister, well, your other sister passed away, is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, one of them did, but I do have one alive still. But
okay.
She's so angry that she said she never wants to talk to mom again.
But you see, she's angry with your mom because she allowed this other daughter to come in and kind of take over her life. Is that correct?
Yeah, she's angry with she's angry with her for several things. But she, you know, we've both put so much effort and time and love into helping mom find an assisted living place.
Okay,
and also
so
just help mom get away from my other sister.
Okay,
my
so
mother has really refused it.
That is very frustrating because I, you know, I've lost both my parents, so has my wife, and so and we see a lot of people who, as they get older, they refuse to give up things, or they won't take input from family members for what is best for them. So I believe you need to really team up with your other sister, and if you need to, go to a counselor, do something to get your head screwed on at a different level of saying, we need to help mom. And there's also another issue here. How do we help our sister? I would consult with an attorney, and I would consult with social services, and find out, because at some level this is elder abuse. If she's coming in and ransacking the house with and a nurse came in and witnessed all this, you really need to step up your game in terms of caring for your mom.
And
I was just going to end that to what Mylan said. It's financial abuse, and I think it's appropriate for you to feel angry there, Gail, and anger often leads us to an action, and I do think that you need to be action-oriented in this situation. I think I also think How We Love would be a good book for you to read and to really consider the Avoid It imprint.
We will send it to you, Gail. Thanks so much for calling. We're going to go to our last call for this hour, but we're still taking your calls, 1-800-229-3000. We're going to talk to Ben, who's calling us from Atlanta, Georgia, watches us on YouTube, and I want to say hello to our YouTube family. Click the like button and the subscribe button. That helps everybody know about it. But Ben, we only have a few minutes, but I want to get to your call. What's your question for us today?
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, I think the best way to describe it is most people, first of all, I'm 20 years old, having issues with my dad. And most people want to please their dad. They want to make their dad proud. But nowadays, I actually want, unfortunately, the opposite. Like, I feel like I feel very burdened. With him around, when I leave the house, get away from him, I feel relieved. I feel like I can live my life again. And so I'm just not wanting to make him proud, instead like feeling burdened and feel Yeah, I think that's the way I can describe it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. We only have a couple minutes, but Mylan or Mark, what would you say to Ben in this situation?
Time to move out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I've already moved out.
Well, then, in what way are you associated with him that he is still a burden and an oppressive force in your life?
It's inadvertent oppression. It's not like he is deliberately or intentionally burdening me.
Okay, so, but at some level, this is where the question has to be answered. What is it that he's doing that is a burden to you and is at some level oppressive to you that when you leave you find relief? What specifically is it? And you need to write those things down. Is it that he talks too much? Is it that he overshares? Is it that he's overly dependent, needy? He's demanding. He's controlling. You really need to find out because you came in really strong on this call. A lot of 20-year-olds want to please their dad. I don't. I don't want to do that and make him proud. I want to just get out of there. What is it? And you have to just define it, number one. Number two, you have to be able to someday be able to speak and tell him that. If we don't have an adult voice with our parents, we won't have an adult voice with anybody else. That's the first place we have to learn to have an adult voice. And then lastly, based upon how safe he is and how healthy, toxic, safe, upsetting, unsafe he is, you're going to have to decide how much time you want to spend with him and under what circumstances. So that you're more controlling the shots. Are you still financially dependent upon him?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so just because it's near the end of the show and we need to draw quickly to a conclusion, I'm just saying those are, I think, the issues you need to run through. What is bothering me about Dad?
I like that. Identify the problem. Mark, what would you like to say in the last few minutes?
Yeah, in the last few seconds here, Ben. Yeah, I think what Mylan is saying is good, right? You're a young adult, very young adult, and so you're learning to separate and put on that really adult self role. What I would say is maybe sit down and have an adult-to-adult conversation with your dad if you can do that. And even if your dad doesn't have the capacity, you show that you're learning to have that capacity to be an adult. And I think that would be a good start for you to learn for your dad to learn to see that you're growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, Ben, and I hope that helps you. We're going to send you a copy of How We Love because I think that could get you pointed in the right direction to understand the feelings that you're having and have those adult conversations. We are still taking calls, 1-800-229-3000. We got some folks on the line that we're going to get to after the break, but I just want to say thank you so much, Mylan, for all your wisdom, for all you do. I know we got one more show with you, but I just can't say it enough. And Mark, yours as well. And I know we've all been impacted by the work that you've done, Mylan. And, you know, in these last few minutes, well, we got like 30 seconds probably, but, you know, Mylan, do you have a goodbye that you want to say in this 10 seconds or do you want to wait?
Well, it has been a total delight and pleasure and an honor to be asked to be on this show. It will be 19 years this March. And I look back and I can't even imagine that. But I'm always going to be a friend of New Life.
God bless you. Thanks for listening today. We'll be back after the break.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.